May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be now and always acceptable to thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I'm going to focus on the gospel reading, which we have just heard read. And I will begin with a review of the context in which the reading is set, and then I will explore what the message is. The context is a meal, a supper in an upper room, in a house in Jerusalem. The disciples and Jesus are in Jerusalem, with many other pilgrims from Judea, Galilee, and the Mediterranean world, in order to celebrate the Passover. Jesus has engaged in heated verbal exchanges with the religious leaders in Jerusalem. He knows that his earthly days are numbered. And so at supper with his friends, Jesus decides to share his last thoughts about his mission on earth. Chapters 13 through 17 of John's Gospel share these final thoughts. These are thoughts which Jesus shared with the disciples, and now they're available to us as John, the apostle, remembered them 55 years later. We are hearing the last dinner conversation Jesus had with his disciples before his crucifixion. Tonight's reading, which is in two acts, happened early during the meal. Once everyone has gathered around the table, reclining on their couches, Jesus suddenly gets up. He takes his outer robe off, ties a towel around his waist. Then, to everyone's shock, he goes around the table, washing the disciples' sandalless feet. This was not something their leader and teacher should be doing. This was the work assigned to the lowliest servant or slave in the house. John chapter 13, verses 6 to 10 report the conversation between Jesus and Peter when Jesus approaches Peter's feet. Having washed 24 dusty feet, Jesus puts his robe back on and returns to his place. Then he explains the meaning of this little drama. You ought to wash each other's feet. Do as I have done to you. Remember that a few days before, there had been an argument amongst the disciples as to who was the most important and would be the one to give the orders in the Master's kingdom. In his action, Jesus was giving them a visible demonstration of what it means to be important in his kingdom. Serving others is the path of blessing. This was the message in the first act. The second act, as reported in tonight's reading, happened soon after Jesus has explained the foot washing. Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, has left the upper room and gone out into the night. Then Jesus begins to prepare his 11 disciples for what will happen in the coming hours. Friday has arrived. Jesus begins his discourse with the most important item he wants the disciples to remember. Now, I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. This commandment becomes the rock foundation on which the disciples would build up the community of believers in the years ahead. Storms came and beat against Christ's community, but it did not collapse. Love carried it through. The words of the second act reinforce the drama of the first act, in which service to one another in a practical way was the fulfilling of the new commandment, love each other. The other Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, tell us that Jesus also instructed the disciples to celebrate a special meal through which he would strengthen them, so that they could live out the new commandment in practical, sacrificial ways of service to each other. Let us do so. Amen.